What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And I'd like to welcome everybody into our program. We have three guests today from the city of Bad Axe. We have the Bad Axe City Manager, Dale Vandevus. We have Tammy DeBoer. She is the chairwoman of the Downtown Development Authority for Bad Axe. Pat Flannery, the vice chair. And we're going to be talking about the Downtown Development Authority. They are looking for ideas from the public in the near future as to what they can do to make the downtown better for businesses down there and for the people who utilize them. We're also going to get a little background on the Downtown Development Authority, how it came about and such. Thanks for being with us. The Downtown Development Authority, how long has it been around in Bad Axe?
The Downtown Development Authority started in the mid-70s.
And it was basically something that came about from a new Michigan law at that time that allowed for these types of things to be set up for downtown communities to try and revitalize themselves?
Yeah, that is correct. Yep. They work with the city of Bad Axe.
So it's a joint venture with the city?
Yeah, they have to approve many things we do.
Well, a lot of what you're doing, like streetscaping and stuff, involves city right-of-ways and such, sidewalks and that. So I imagine you got to be on board with everybody.
Absolutely.
Is it something that's, you know, relatively straightforward, easy to start, or is it something that takes a little prodding? Something new usually doesn't go over all that well.
We've been in it long enough that it seems to be well received. We're at a point now where we need to begin a new project and look ahead again. They've taken 20 years to accomplish what they've done so far, and we're at that place now that we need to come up with some new projects and the things we want to do and look ahead and plan it correctly and make those commitments. It's a big commitment.
All the businesses within the district are part of it.
Correct. They're part of the assessment, the assessment district or the DDA, the Downtown Development Authority, the district for that, yes.
But having it established long ago, people coming in there know this when they're coming in. It's not a surprise like, you know, when you try to first set it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure that that's the case, and that's probably why we're here today, Craig, is because I don't think that a lot of people are as familiar with the Downtown Development Authority as we'd like them to be.
Oh.
The DDA has been in a little bit of a down period as far as any activity goes over the last few years. Some major projects were undertaken. Those funds were dedicated towards the repayment of the landscape and some of the other issues that we have dealt with as far as facade and some other things that were programs that are available that we took advantage of. Today we are in a position where it's time to look for some new projects to get some input from the people that are in the downtown development area and see what we can do to make things better for the merchants there and to improve the city.
Now the projects would have to be contained within the downtown development
Absolutely.
District because your tax dollars that are being paid into the authority, you're going to want to be having the benefit in your district.
Sure. Theoretically, every business store would benefit by the improvements done to the downtown development district as it's established by the original resolution and ordinance that the city passed, as Pat said, in the middle 70s. And hopefully we can get everybody involved to make it as advantages to everybody.
And we want the community input. It's not just about the retailers or the city residents. It's everybody who comes into Bad Axe, which is, we've discussed too, is the county seat. So there's a lot of people that take advantage of the downtown that are in there for whether it's retail, for business, throughout the county building. We have services down there, whether it's dentists, restaurants. So we're at the point that we want feedback from anyone who is in our downtown area and what they would like to see, what they feel are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are we missing, what do they like.
Is it an attempt to bring more retail business to the area? A lot of that changed when some of the big box stores came in uptown. A lot of the businesses converted to attorneys' offices and stuff. They were convenient across the road from the courthouse and such. Are you looking to bring in more regular retail type of traffic to the area?
We can use retail. When you look at other areas, other downtown, the diversity works best when you can spread it out. So I don't think that we have to have any certain person to be there. But what would work for them downtown? They have to come up with that plan, too, and how can we assist them to come in? That's something else. I don't know if, Dale, if you want to even talk about, like I said, we have a wide range of ways that we can help people that come in to our downtown, or what we're looking to do in terms of helping potential business that might want to come into us.
Sure. Some of the programs available would be revolving loans that are available through the EDC that we can work with the governmental agencies, either through the county or through the state. There are opportunities for the development, the downtown development district, to purchase property and us to help with tax abatements. There's a lot of tools that are at our disposal if we can identify some of the needs and then try to make sure that we have something that fits in with what they'd like to do. It's nice to see a good mix of retail, dining, professional. We already have a certain amount of that. Now we just need to identify where we can expand.
Are you looking to fill vacant buildings downtown? Is that one of the main goals, is to at least have something going on in every building?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. When you drive into a town, for some reason the first thing you notice is the landscaping to some extent, and then you kind of look around for the number of vacant buildings there are, just to see what sort of economy exists in that area. We've been pretty lucky in that we have not had a wholesale amount of vacancies downtown, but obviously with the economy the way it is today, that could change overnight. And that's one of the things we want to avoid. So filling the existing downtown space we have available would be priority number one, but certainly not the only thing we'd look at.
Do you have to try and match the business to the amount of traffic they're going to generate? If they need a huge parking lot, parking always seems to be a problem in any downtown area. You only have so much store frontage, and it's usually, you know, straight across horizontal parking, not giving you a lot of extra slots.
Well, the parking that we have now is sufficient for what we're looking at today, but one of the best things I think that the city council could take a look at was having to put in more parking lots in order to accommodate the number of vehicles that would be coming into town on a daily basis. So that's always available. There is land available. There are parking lots right now behind most of the stores, which the off-street parking is probably more preferable to on-street. That would be more of the transient people coming in and going out. And if we needed to put more parking in, we definitely have the space to do it.
Most of the in-town residents would know where the back street parking is and how to get in. It's the people coming in. We have tourists and such. They need some front space to see what's there and to park.
And I think that's where you look at the city, the DDA, the chamber, and obviously the business owners in the downtown area as part of their marketing, part of their advertising, is to make sure that they're getting the word out that there is parking available. So we need to work with all of our merchants to make sure we're getting the word out and we're telling the people that want to come downtown that there's a good reason to, it's convenient, there is parking. And I remember in the old days when there used to be parking meters, and that's why the malls, I think, had such success, because it was free parking. Well, we still have free parking today, too. So,
Is there sometimes a problem that, you know, you've got a building that has two floors that used to be retail both ways? Nowadays with ADA and stuff, you need to have access up there for handicapped people. It isn't easily accessible. Does that kind of limit utilizing the whole space of a building coming in?
Oh, I think that it definitely has some limitations on what type of business could be located on a floor above the main level. Handicap access is something that's very, very important. That certainly impacts even main floor, type of retail or store, in that, handicap accessibility is something that's very important that everybody needs to be aware of. And it does kind of put a little bit of a crimp for multiple stories and being able to get access to everybody.
But a lot of those become dual income. You'll have apartments on the top and a business on the bottom, so there are ways to utilize it if you want.
Right.
The Downtown Development Authority, who is part of the authority? Is it the building owner or the business in there? Because it's not always the same.
Well, the property owners are the ones that would be participating in any of the tax implications. Sure. We have got a number of people that are opening businesses or existing businesses that are leasing or renting the facilities that still would be part of the DDA. We also have people on the DDA committee itself that might not necessarily be business owners or property owners in the town of Bad Axe, but have a lot of interest in the downtown area itself. So there's a lot of diversification with respect to the members of the DDA.
Okay. How is the DDA set up? Is this something that is basically something that the business people decide who's on it? Do they recommend to the city? Is it really a quasi-governmental board that has to have some kind of link to a governmental body? How does that work?
It is something that was established. The DDA was established by the city of Bad Axe. The ultimate authority would be the city of Bad Axe. There is a ordinance that basically spells out all of the rules, regulations for the DDA itself and how it can operate, who can serve on the committee. Those appointments to individuals to serve on the committee are made by the city of Bad Axe with recommendation from the existing DDA committee as it is.
Have the rules changed through the years? Have they, you know, sometimes you set something up and it changes a little bit because you find, hey, this would work better, or you need a little more slack in this area and a little more control. Maybe somewhere else somebody had a problem, and you usually that's when things start to get clamped down on.
I think the original ordinance that was passed in the 70s exists today as it did back then. We need to have, you know, a little bit of flexibility with our bylaws and how we go about doing the business within the rules, of course. And there's where we need to look at different areas that we can take advantage of.
Are there any things the DDA is thinking of at this time that might be a good project that people could give their input on or tweak a little bit?
Well, I'm not sure we want to go there.
Uh-oh.
Just when it's just up for discussion. But what we did do is create a survey. And one of the main reasons that we're here today, we've created a survey that asks questions. We're wanting people to take the time and give us their input and let us know. It's a 13-question survey. We're going to be putting it in the Tribune. I believe it's going to be on the Saturday, March 5th paper, I believe. It's a Saturday edition. You're going to be able to go online at the city on the internet there and take the survey. You can pick it up probably by the second week of March. You can pick it up right at the window in City Hall. Again, you don't have to be a city resident, just somebody who's interested, who cares about the downtown, who shops there, wants to see us grow, has ideas. We want to hear them. We are throwing a lot of things around. Again, with Corner, we're looking at what can we do to market even downtown, to bring business in. As Dale said, what are the tools that we can use to help somebody who's coming in or has something existing? We, in the past, have purchased land and demolished a building that created more parking. There's just a lot of options. We're looking at possibly purchasing a building ourselves, reinventing it, putting somebody in there, helping them get started. There's just a lot of options, and we have such a blank slate again, to begin again. So the decisions will be ours to make, because there's so many other things. We do have a wider range of things we can do, but there are certain things we're allowed to do with those funds and things we cannot. So we have to make sure that everything we do falls into those parameters. But we just really are wanting to get the word out about the survey and that we want people's input.
You're looking more for like infrastructure type of things. It's not what type of stock a certain store is going to carry or something.
It would be what kind of store are we missing? What would you like to see? What would you come down and do business with? Who would you like to see down here? What types of business, which would mean what kind of services or merchandise are we missing? Maybe types of restaurants, services. Maybe somebody cares about the hours that are downtown. They feel those aren't as convenient. It can be anything based on what the questions are. We want to know how often people come downtown. Who do you visit most of the time downtown? we give them a list of ways, ask them how we can improve downtown, what would encourage them to come downtown. Parking was one of the, we give them ideas and then space to write what they feel. So it's not going to take them very much time at all to do it, but it would be very valuable to us.
And once you've completed it, do you turn it into the city? Do you mail it in? Is it online? Are you going to be able to click a button and it goes, I mean, how are we going to get it back? Because you're going to want them in a form you can deal with.
As Tammy said, the survey itself will be available at Merchants Downtown. We are going to have them available there. It certainly will be available at City Hall. It will be on our website, cityofbadax.com. Any way that we can get people to respond is all we can make, you know, our figuring out exactly where we're going to head that much more effective. So anything that we can do to get the word out and to have the survey responded to would be fantastic.
If they cut it out of the paper, if that's where they see it, there'll be an article about the DDA there alongside with that survey. They would fill it out, cut it out, drop it off at City Hall. There's even a little spot in the door. It doesn't have to be open hours. They can just put it right through that slot and we'll get it.
And is there a time frame that you want them back? I mean, you're going to want to start sifting through this and take ideas that you like and maybe run with them or see if this one could be explored a little more, all these types of things. You're not going to want them back, you know, over an eight-month period. You're going to kind of want them back in a shorter time than that.
Right. Well, we're hoping when they see them, they'll do them. I would say certainly within a month or so at the most for us to take a look at what they're saying and how often, you know, how much are coming in. We're hoping to get a good response. It's serious. It is a very difficult time right now economically. The DDA has done a good job in the past. It was certainly one of the things my husband and I noticed when we first moved here was the downtown and the clock on the corner and the streetscape and the lights. And you take for granted sometimes what you have here until someone from outside comes in and sees it. And it does play a big part in people wanting to be there or do business, put in a business. You want to be healthy down there. You want to look good and be very available to the people and easy to use, user-friendly. So this is just the point of time we're at.
And you have, at this point, basically trailing off on your streetscape project, so you're figuring you're going to have some funds coming up that you'll want to explore something new.
Yeah, we are fortunate. We do have funds available to get involved in projects, and that's what I think started the conversation with trying to identify, you know, what sort of projects we want to do as a DDA and what sort of projects or opportunities are out there that people would want to take advantage of.
Who has the ultimate say in what projects are going to get done? Is that something that the people footing the bill get, or is that something they have to pass through the city because it's going to be, you know, part of the what people find in the city when they get there?
Well, I think there, again, that's probably more of a matter of a communication than anything else. If it's allowed, you know, under the ordinance and under the bylaws, then it's something the DDA could go ahead with, but certainly would want the blessing of the city council and as much of support from the people within the downtown development district as possible.
Is it also problematic that sometimes, you know, most people see the downtown as Huron Avenue, but your district has some of the side streets with some of the dental offices and doctor's offices and such there. Sometimes you have to find a project that's going to work for everybody because everybody's paying the same increment tax to put it on.
Well, anything that we do that improves downtown is going to affect everybody. So whether it's helping a new business come in, you want to be part of a downtown that's full. Whether, you know, there are many businesses that when we took down the building behind Signature Bank and created that parking, maybe it didn't help the people across the street, but it helped those. Therefore, it helped us as a whole.
One thing I'd like to comment on is when we started the initial streetscape project in 1989, that pretty much went down Huron Avenue like you spoke of, and that was our first 10-year project. The second project, we hit the side streets. So project two is coming to a close now. So the first one was special assessed because we were just getting started, and it was pretty costly, and we qualified for a grant of, I think, about $300,000 grant at that time. But to get started, we had to special assess. And I think because of the times we're in, we're trying to do this next project without special assessments, if at all possible. That's what our focus is. So the business owners don't really need to worry about us going wild with a project and them getting extra assessments. They special assessed by the front footage of your property. And we had to do that initially, but we don't foresee us doing that on project number three.
So project one was the Huron Avenue. Project two was expanding out, and now you're on to project three.
Yeah, project two was not special assessed. Only the beginning years of project one till we got this thing going. And it's turned out to be a pretty good deal, I would think.
People coming downtown, as soon as you start seeing the pavers and the special street lighting, you know you've just entered the downtown development district, pretty much.
Yeah, it starts a little bit further back, but yeah.
Any plans to expand the district? I mean, is that something that's even possible? I don't even know if you can do that without a whole new ordinance.
You certainly can. There's easily done through approval by council in order to expand that. I don't think at this point in time that's something that we've considered, but it's certainly something we'd like to consider as we go forward. There are approximately 75 businesses that are located in the downtown development district as it is. And if you take that basically six-block area and realizing that that is only a small part of what the city of Bad Axe is and the surrounding areas, there certainly is a lot of room to expand the DDA. That would be a great thing to do if we go forward.
Are there similar type of things available for other parts of the city? Could you have an east side district?
Absolutely.
Could you have a whatever, if they wanted to get together?
Absolutely.
Because it seems like we've got about three clusters in town where, you know, major businesses are, and the downtown development district obviously is the main light downtown.
Right. No, absolutely. There is a significant number of businesses that are on the east side. I know we've talked in the past about some parking issues that they've had. This is a great way that we could look at putting in some parking and expanding that retail area as we go forward.
Does the development authority give the people within it a better feeling that, you know, they're having more input as to what's going on in their business district? Because they are part of the planning. They are part of paying for it, and when you pay for it, you usually have more of a say in how it's going to turn out.
I would say yes. First of all, you know, our meetings are noticed. We meet the second Thursday of the month at 7:30 in City Council Chambers. And they're always welcome to attend and give us any feedback. The DDA committee itself is made up of the downtown people. And as Dale said, it's very diversified. There are business owners on it. There are people who have a business but don't own the property. We have people who work for some of the downtown businesses, so they're employees. So there's input right directly from those people right on our committee. It affects the decisions we make affect us directly. So yes, and we talk to one another and get feedback all the time, and we need it. We're not wanting to act as an island by any means. We're not going to be very successful if we do.
Okay, we're going to pause 60 seconds, and we'll be right back with more of today's topic.
What do you think of when I say the word retirement? Sunny days in Florida, a quiet lake in northern Michigan. Your first thought should be your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Farm Bureau has helped out thousands of Michigan people enjoy happier, more secure retirements. IRAs and annuities, a lifetime retirement income, big tax advantages, and competitive interest rates. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan is rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So call your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Remember, it's not who you call after retirement, it's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswack in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton.
Michigan, my Michigan.
Well, We're back, and again, our guests today are from the Bad Axe Downtown Development Authority. Tammy DeBoer is the chairwoman of the DDA, Pat Flannery the vice chair, Dale Vandevus. He is Bad Axe City Manager, deeply involved with all the things the DDA does. And again, we want to stress they've got this survey coming out. The DDA, how long do people serve on that? Is that something where you try and get more people from different businesses involved? I mean, sometimes you get a core group, and you don't want to necessarily, you want people with experience, but you want to always kind of bring in fresh ideas every once in a while. Is there a time limit on?
There's the terms that the appointed people are given by council are time limited, typically 3 to 5 years. They're staggered. We have recently gone through quite a change in the makeup of the committee with some new folks coming on. Some of the people that were involved in getting this all established have decided, you know, it's time to step aside, retire, and let some of the new newer folks, the newer businesses in town get involved. Not exactly what it was, and sincerely appreciate the fantastic job that they've done in the past, and looking forward to working with the new people that we've got on board to come up with some new ideas and to, you know, to get Downtown Bad Axe back to where it was.
But still have members that have been there a long time with history, such as Pat. So it's a nice combination right now, I think.
Is the emphasis still to keep it a small town downtown, as opposed to, you know, you could make it kind of glitzy and, you know, lose some of the character of an established older town?
It definitely is, and even some of the choices that have been made point to that. You know, when they put the clock in, the lights themselves, even the small things like we did with the benches. You have to look at your own community and find out what your strengths are and who are we, and you have to and you have to work with that and work with those strengths. And that really is. But just because we want to be an old-fashioned or an older downtown doesn't mean that we don't have up-to-date right now technology or things available.
Do you look at things like the utilities? You know, some places maybe you want to bury some of them. Maybe some places you need more. Technologically, you know, you need more.
We just did that stuff in the small park over the Christmas time by putting more. We put in more
lighting.
More lighting in there and places to use. Be able to plug in more and to do more things in there. So all of those things, some of the things we do, you really don't see.
They're not the flashy things like the street lights and the benches and the brick pavers and all of that
that all plays a part in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good example of what this survey hopefully would bring out is Wi-Fi availability in that downtown area or the parks. Is that something that people would like to take advantage of? I mean, it's becoming more popular everywhere you go, as most restaurants and retail stores are having that available, so you can stay in contact. And maybe that's something we should consider as we go forward for downtown.
You mean like make the whole district a Wi-Fi district and be able to plug in anywhere you're at?
Well, I think that's certainly something that's technologically, you know, available today. And if there's, you know, there always is a cost associated to might certainly be worth, you know, investing in that type of technology.
Now, that type of investment would have an ongoing cost.
You'd have to
replace equipment once in a while. You'd have to pay for access.
And we have that now. You know, some of our, we have maintenance issues now, whether it's the lights or the streetscape or our trees.
So you have to plan how much is coming in and how much is budgeted for the maintenance for what you've already done and how much you can move ahead with.
What's committed to. Mm-hmm.
Sounds complicated. Do the people on the Downtown Development District Board, do they just do this voluntarily as part of their community service and their effort to better their own business climate?
Yes, it is voluntary. And because they care or they have talents that they want to give, one of our newest young members, he's going to be our treasurer. He's credit analyst and a numbers guy at our local bank, and that's just a talent that we need and an ability that we need, and he's willing to serve on that. So someone else acts as our secretary. We have different we divide. We can't be one person doing it, and that's what the nine members are for. And it's because they care. They either have a major stake in it because they own property downtown, or they work there, or they reside there. Their families benefit from it. It's where they've been all their life. All kinds of reasons, but it is voluntary, and because they care, and they're very committed at it.
And yet, because it's organized through an ordinance, it's organized through state law and city oversight, then the people participating in it have the benefit of audits and stuff. So everybody knows everything is going where it should, and is you know, getting the best investment you can get out of things and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yes. The from a financial perspective, the you know, the books are audited. You know, just along with the city. So it's done the right way. And the people that are involved are dedicated to making sure that it is done the right way and that we're responsive to what the folks in the area want to see.
Excellent. Again, tell them about the survey coming out. It's not very long, I understand. It's quite simple.
Yep, just about 13 questions. We're going to be putting it out again on the Internet for the city of Bad Axe. They can access it there. They can access it in the businesses downtown. We'll be putting paper copies there. It'll be in the Tribune on Saturday, March 5th. And if they can just turn them in to the city hall, then we can, as we get them, if they can do it within a month's time, that'd be great. Probably won't be on their mind after that anyway. And then we can take that information and see what we can, you know, glean from that and help us make our decisions and have the input for us as we move forward.
There's also a link to my email at the City of Bad Axe on our website. If you would just prefer to make comments with respect to your feelings on what the future might bring for the downtown area, that would be perfectly acceptable to us. Mm-hmm. Your input is what we need.
It's cold. You're shut in the house. No better time than now to curl up with a good survey and fill her out. Well, I'd like to thank you for stopping by, letting us know that this survey is coming out, and hopefully you'll get some good ideas. I hope you'll keep us informed as to any ideas that the little light bulbs go on above your heads and say, hey, this is a good one, and we're going to jump forward on it, because we always like to let people know what's happening in their community.
Thank you for having us and allowing us to get the information out to the community.
And again, they'll be coming out soon. Fill them out, get them back to City Hall, and maybe you'll have the best idea the darn city's had in a long time. Thanks again. Our guests today on the program have been Tammy DeBoer. She's the chairwoman of the Downtown Development Authority in Bad Axe. Pat Flannery is the vice chair, and Dale Vandevus, the Bad Axe city manager. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.